from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turone, and today our homilist is Deacon Mike Walsh. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Scarborough, Ontario. This Mass is offered for the repose of the souls of Christine and Brandon Lee, Gloria L. Chin, Mama Chinny, and their deceased family and friends, for Lillian's deceased family members and friends, for the holy souls in purgatory, and for the intentions of Lillian, Betty, and Mama Chinny's family. We know that this television mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world, and they join me in thanking our donor for this gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field that belonged to him, then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your house, O Lord, forevermore. The The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I told you about earthly things and you did not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except for the one descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. So it's wonderful to be with you here today. I've been away for a while. We've been on our little winter trip, but I was able to stay connected by watching not only the daily TV Mass while I was away, but our 40 Days of Lent, our online retreat. And we moved through this period of Lent and now arrived at the beautiful Easter season when we, as followers of the risen and ascended Christ, really celebrate. And one of the ways in which we reflect and look back is through the book, The Acts of the Apostles. It's perhaps one of my favorite reads. It's actually, you have to go right through the whole story to see how did the early church, how did it come together? And it's really quite a fascinating story. And right now we're in the early days in this reading today, the early days of the community. And as I was looking this up and thinking about it, I found one scholar who said there are four key characteristics of these early Christian communities. And as I reflected on them, I said, you know, those are the same characteristics that all of us have, and in a special way, the Daily TV Mass community. And here's what the scholar said. He said, these early days are all about the apostolic teaching. And we see that. We see that now the Christ has risen, ascended, the apostles go out. They're the ones who witnessed it, but now the ones who are hearing the word, just like us, right? We're not there. So they need to believe in that apostolic teaching. It's a period of community fellowship, and we see that in our first reading today, where Barnabas is so taken by the apostolic teaching that what does he do? He goes and he sells his field, we're told, and he gives the proceeds to the community. The kindness of community. And then there's the breaking of the bread all through the Easter season. And really at every daily TV Mass, for example, we have our breaking of the bread icon. And this is really a depiction of the Emmaus story where we come to know Jesus in the breaking of the bread. And no matter where we are in the world, when we come together as a community here, it is in the breaking of that bread and sharing in that communion that we come to know Jesus. And we are all, just as the original Christian communities, we still to this day remain communities of worship and prayer. And so at every Mass, on the daily TV Mass, we have all of those listed in our prayer intentions book. We do week of Masses dedicated for prayer. And I want to talk more about that. And as I was thinking about this whole idea of being a disciple of the risen and ascended Christ, it reminded me of a book. It's a very short book written by Henry Nouwen. For those of you who don't know Henry Nouwen, he was a Dutch priest. He was a teacher at major universities. He lived at L'Arche Daybreek, which is a community for those with intellectual disabilities. But he's most known as an author, something like 39 books, 8.5 million copies sold. They once said about Henry Nouwen, he never had a thought that went unpublished. And one of these little books was actually published after his death. It's called The Spirituality of Living. And it's really the spirituality of discipleship and discipline. And in this book, Nouwen says there are three key things. Three things that we as disciples of the risen and ascended Christ need to follow. Solitude, community, and ministry. And one leads very much to the other. And when you look at Jesus, he's our example, isn't he? He spent the first part of his life in solitude learning the scriptures. We see him at 12 or 14, already very knowledgeable. And when he comes to start his public ministry, what does he do? The first thing he does is he goes for 40 days into the desert in solitude, where he is tempted by the devil, but he comes out of that. And then he starts his public ministry. And the way he does that is by creating community. Come follow me. And once the community of the apostles and those disciples is formed, they go out in ministry and they start healing the sick. And Christ heals Mary Magdalene, for example, of her seven demons. So now when he talks about this, he says the first phase is solitude, that we need to be in solitude, which means being with God and God alone, spending these quiet times in prayer, yes, but also in quiet, where we can hear the voice of God talking to us. And he says, out of this, we need to come to the understanding of one thing. And this one thing is that we are the beloved children of a loving God. And with that in our hearts, it allows us to go out. And what we do as we go out is we seek other like-minded people, and we want to be with them. And that's how we form community. And that's what we see with Barnabas in the first reading. He was so taken by this that he wanted to actually give up what he had to be with like people, give up his personal possessions. We see that with Nicodemus, who comes to Jesus by night, first quietly in solitude. But by the end, he's very public at the very death of Jesus, taking him down from the cross and helping with his burial. Nouwen says it is remarkable that solitude always calls us into community. In solitude, we realize that we are part of the human family, and we want to be with other people. He says living in community is not easy, and we think we know that, right? Living in community requires us to practice forgiveness often and also to celebrate. And as we create this community, it's quite natural to move from community into ministry. Now it says that all disciples of Jesus are called to ministry. And ministry, first of all, and this is what I think is very important, he says ministry is not something that we do, although it may call us to do many things. No, ministry is something that you have to trust. And it's this trust in God that allows us to go out because we feel now we have so much to contribute to other people. And when I look at the Daily TV Mass community, I see all of these components to who it is that we are as these committed followers of the risen and ascended Christ. We all have gone through, and each of us has a different story, our own journeys of solitude. You know, maybe you've been to Mass 10,000 times. Maybe this is the first time you've ever seen Mass. You're somewhere out there on YouTube and you stumbled across it. But you're starting this journey where we come together, we pray, and hopefully we've come to understand that we are the beloved children of this loving God. We come together as a community in this Mass. Pope Francis calls the Mass the very mystery at the center of our salvation. And even though the best way to experience Mass is in our parishes, in our church, when we can't do it, what do? We still gather together around the world, right, as a community in worship and in prayer. And we do this sacred devotion each and every day. We pray for those in our prayer intentions book. I encourage you, if you want to have your name added to the book or somebody, just call us or go on the internet and find, and we'll pray for you every day. We will have our community prayer, and we will also have our prayer of spiritual communion, which is how we are all bounded together with Christ. And some of you may ask, okay, well, how I get the solitude, I get the community, but what about ministry? Well, in my time here, I have come to understand that the great ministry of the Daily TV Mass community is the ministry of prayer. That is what we can all come together. And no matter whether you're 15 years old or 100 years old, right, the one thing that you can always do as your life changes is be committed to this ministry of prayer. And what a community we have to do that. We do this each and every day. We come together each and every day as community in this sacred devotion of the TV Mass. And by coming together like this, this allows us to go out into the world with great peace, the peace of Christ. And we offer that peace in ministry through our prayers of hope and love to those most in need. God bless. So I invite you now to join in our prayer intentions for the faithful, which starts with all of those listed in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. We all pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, help us to make the time to sit in quiet and solitude so that we may listen to your Lord, to your word. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Jesus, help us to be faith-filled and fruitful disciples in your community, where you are the vine and we are the branches. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in our ministry to others through our heartfelt prayers and actions. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, we have come to know that we are your beloved children. Hear our prayers and help us to live our lives as faithful members of your community, in service to the least of our brothers and sisters. And we ask this through your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all is risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. The fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, He took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held as worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of her church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace, peace, peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word.
and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.